A reflection by Father Luis Cezano, Matthew 11:25-30. Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place all my trust in you. Praise. This implies thanking God for the generous heart he has shown to us. He forges our heart in his and invites us to show mercy. God has revealed himself to us in Jesus, knowing that we are poor and weak. It seems that God knows that the fallen and beaten heart is a heart that can give praise without strength, far more than a successful and arrogant heart. Today, let's praise God with our lives, recognizing that we are small and weak. Come to me. I love this phrase of the gospel, especially on this day when we celebrate the Sacred Heart of Jesus. He's inviting us, calling us, waiting for us. He always leaves the doors of his heart open and waits for you. He wants to cleanse you and give you a new opportunity. Go back to God. There's life in him and new opportunities. Meek and humble. The word meek in the biblical perspective comes from a Greek word which refers to training a horse. It refers to strength that is under control. It indicates that our relationship with God is meant to be a cooperation in which he holds the power. He guides the path, and it's our humility and our trained ability to remain in tune with his direction that enables us to follow him. So God invites us to follow his lifestyle. Humility is the key to every heart surrendered to God. Surrender your heart to God and acknowledge his hand in your life. Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place all my trust in you. Sweet Heart of Mary, be my salvation. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto thine. God bless you and be with you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Always remember that something good is on the way.